ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
This week is Refugee Week, a time to consider refugee issues and to recognise the positive contributions made by refugees to our society. The theme this year is #WithRefugees, and the focus is on sharing stories from around the world. So I caught up with Jamila Ahmadi, an Afghan Hazara refugee who came to Australia by boat in 2001.
When you get on that boat, you don't know if you're going to make it. You don't know where you're going exactly. You don't know the way. That was the nightmare for us.
Jamila Ahmadi was born in Afghanistan and belonged to the persecuted Hazara minority. When she was an infant, her family fled to Iran, where they lived for 5 years before leaving for Pakistan and then Australia. I asked Jamila whether her parents, like many refugees, made great sacrifices and faced immense dangers for their children.
Of course, definitely. They always tell me, even today, they're like, we got out of Afghanistan because of you guys. We want you guys to have a bright future. We want you to do everything that you always wanted to do without the fear of being persecuted.
What did your family know about Australia?
All we knew about Australia was that Australia would give people a fair go. This is what we had heard. So we're like, okay, Australia doesn't sound too bad. But the problem is, we didn't really know how hard the journey would be.
Tell me about the journey. How did you get here?
Should I say it was adventurous or should I say it was a nightmare? It was a mix of both, honestly. So after Pakistan, we lived in Pakistan, we went to Indonesia. That's obviously where you get into contact with the people smugglers. When we arrived in Indonesia, we also saw a lot of other refugees from different countries. So there was a lot from Iraq, there was a lot from Iran, Afghanistan also. From Indonesia, we lived there for like a few weeks. I don't remember much because I was so young. I was probably 7 at that time. So we took a boat. It was actually a fishing boat. I still remember up to this day the color of the boat. Boat was like a dark blue and it was wooden. So we went onto this boat with like another 150 or 200 people just sitting on the deck. To just get onto that boat was a huge, courageous thing for us to do because you don't know if you're going to make it. You don't know where you're going exactly. You don't know the way. So you're just relying on those people smugglers that you also have communication problems with them because you don't speak English. They don't speak your language. You don't speak their language. That was the nightmare for us. The adventurous part, however, was that because I was so young, I thought of it as a journey where I was like, oh, you know, like, oh, this might be fun. Like, I'll see a lot of like dolphins on the way. I'll see different fishes on the way. But, you know, when the water gushes into the boat, then that's when the nightmare begins again.
And how long were you on the boat for?
We were on that boat for 5 days.
What did you eat and drink?
Well, we didn't eat much and we didn't drink much because we were so worried that if we were to be on the boat for more than 5 or 6 days, what are we going to do? We can't just turn back. So we would have water, but obviously we would share that. There was no shower facilities. There was no bathroom. Like the bathroom was just a little bit of a hole onto the deck where you just sat there. For food, we just had noodles. We didn't have hot water. So you sort of just munching on like noodles without the water. That's all we had, honestly.
So when did your boat journey come to an end?
I think on the second or third night, the engine stopped working. When the engine stopped working, we really thought we're just going to get stuck. We're just going to die there. And as a child, I didn't know. But obviously, when I think about it more these days, that still brings back memories. Luckily, my dad back home in Afghanistan was interested in mechanical stuff. So my dad and this other guy started the engine again. And I think it was on the fourth night that the Australian Navy actually saw our boat and came and rescued us. And that moment when the Australian Navy rescued us, we were just so happy. We were overjoyed. I still remember up to this day when my mom saw the Australian Navy trying to help us with food and drinks, and they were so welcoming. And my mom was just so thankful. And I think at that moment, my parents realized that this journey, this boat journey, was all worth it at the end.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon speaking to Jamila Ahmadi, an Hazara refugee who arrived in Australia with her family in 2001. After being rescued at sea by the Australian Navy, Jamila's family was sent to Woomera Immigration Reception and Processing Centre in South Australia. I asked her what that was like.
Luckily, we were there only for 3 months. But honestly, those 3 months were horrible. So we just had one caravan thing, like for each family. And within that is just a couple of beds and a blanket. We would get our food at certain times. We would get our numbers in camps and detention centers. So I still remember my number. It was number 112. So every time I heard my number, I had to go to the head office. Usually it wasn't for anything that I'll get in trouble with, but it was just be like, oh, why didn't you have your lunch today? We didn't cross you off the list. Well, sometimes I just didn't feel like having lunch because I was just so bored as a child. In camp, you don't really have much to do, much to see for children. I remember up to this day, without like your plastic cup, you couldn't even drink water or anything because they were like, oh, where's your plastic cup? And I like, as a kid, you would lose things and I would always lose my plastic cup. You know, those little things just get to you. But I made some great friends in detention who I still am friends with. But obviously, as a kid, you don't want to go through that. You don't know when you're going to get out of a detention center. And I think that's one of the most frustrating things, being in detention. You just don't know how long you're going to be there.
Why did you and your family think that you were being detained?
Well, when you're in detention, you're always wondering, why am I here? Because I'm not a criminal. I haven't done anything wrong. I think these questions were always in my mind. Everyone told us how Australia gives everyone a fair go, how everyone's so nice. But obviously, when you're in detention, you don't really think of those things. You think of Australia as somewhere where they think of you as criminals the minute you step into their country. And so obviously, that leaves a bad impression. But after we did our interviews, I remember one of the nights the guards actually came and knocked our door and said quietly, tomorrow morning you have to get up at 6 a.m. because you guys can go. I remember we said goodbye to everyone the next morning, and it was hard because you don't know when your friends and family will get out of that detention center. You don't know when you'll see them next, but we were just happy to just get out of that place, yeah.
You've lived a very active life since you've got out and become an Afghan Australian. You've been president of this Association of Australian Tertiary Students from Afghanistan. You've been a community leader, a volunteer and activist. What drives you to do what you do?
There were people in my life that have shaped the person that I am today, especially my parents, especially the people who I met in the first couple of years being in Australia. And honestly, Australia is so welcoming that you want to give something back to the community. And I think that as refugees, we have this thing within us that we just want to do so much in the world because we know that back in our countries, we wouldn't have been able to get these opportunities. So we want to do everything that we can within our capacity and time. And by always volunteering for different things, I just want to thank the Australian people who have helped me along the way when I was a refugee.
That was proud refugee and Afghan Australian Jamila Ahmadi speaking to me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra. Nowadays, Jamila works at the Settlement Council of Australia, which represents refugee and migrant settlement agencies across the country, and she's also just about to complete her Master's in International Relations.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.